Upcoming, more conversation featuring John Simonson, the president of Webstream Dynamics and five-star store reviews.
John, we've been talking about information a retailer can put on their site to differentiate them from everybody else. I just got back a couple of weeks ago from the CFI convention, and of course, with the installer shortage, you can imagine what a lot of the topics were at this convention. And I ask a lot of people about selling installation, selling quality installation. We have certified installers, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, and of course, everybody said it was a great idea. Again, I don't know. There were several retailers there. They all thought it was a good idea. Is that something good to put on a website? And should retailers strive to be able to say they have certified installers?
I have said over and over again, pointed out, where Home Depot says our installers are vetted and are trusted installers. Why do they say that? Because no one wants to let somebody in their home that's going to steal or do something. They need to trust that installer in that they're going to do a quality job. And so, yes, to me, you know, that's part of the system. You know, part of the whole process is installation. How do I know I'm going to get a good installer? How do I know I can trust them? How do I know that when the job's done, I mean, that makes or breaks the job. It's the last part of the job. It's the sale. You get the sale. You got the consumer all excited. You do the measure. They're still excited. You get the product in. Now the last part. You know, you're at the 20-yard line. You need to make a touchdown. The installer's got to do the job right.
I gotcha. I know one thing that you talk to retailers about and encourage them to do is have specials on their website. How important is that?
Well, you know, so often, most flooring manufacturers don't seem to have a lot of sales anymore. And it used to be, you know, they're constant. Spring and fall, everybody had sales. Now you hardly see them, which I think is totally wrong. And the consumer today is, you know, through the internet and everything, they are so used to sales, specials, free delivery, next day installation. I mean, I just read an article the other day where most people expect today from, they had interviewed something like 2,500 people, expect next day delivery. So their expectations are, I'm going to get a great deal, I'm going to get it on sale, and when you don't have that, how are you enticing them to your store? Even if they don't buy that product, at least you're getting them in. So yeah. If the manufacturer doesn't have sales, I'm training retailers to say, okay, every month, let's set a sale. Boom, boom, boom. So we have a whole plan for 12 months. Some things get, you know, changed because the manufacturer comes out with a sale. Kerristan National carpet sale, you know, every spring and every fall. You know that. Plug that in. Others come, you know, you create your own sales every month. In with the flooring, a lot of times, you know, the installed flooring becomes the key because you have more margin. You're making money on the labor, plus you're making profit on the flooring. But it's the combination of the two that gives you some room to breathe where you could create a sale. And so many, you know, $1,500 or more, and get, you know, something off or whatever you want to do, but create some kind of sale. Just constantly have a sale on the page.
I gotcha.
To help entice people that, oh, they got sales going on.
So then your clients that do sales on their site and change them on a frequent basis, they get more action as a result, would you say?
I would say that it's hard to, you know, when you say how do you measure that, it's very difficult because you'd have to take that same client for the same period in the same area and have one with a sale and one without a sale, and that, you know, I don't have. But
yeah.
The point is that I just feel that everybody's looking for sales all the time when they're looking for products. They're looking for not just the product, but who's, you know, oh, they got a sale on this. Great, let's go see them. I mean, the whole idea is to engage them and get them in the store. And how much does it hurt to put together a sale?
Yeah, I hear you.
Nothing. And it could help tremendously.
Are there some other things? Now, we talked about installation. We talked about specials. Are there some other things, sort of temporary type things, that retailers can do on their website that will attract customer responses?
Well, I think when you're talking about that, is I'm going to flip it around and say there's a tremendous amount of audience that are going to using Google and ending up searching your business and going to a Google My Business page, which is called the knowledge panel within the search results. And the more content you put in there, the better chance you have in engaging the customer. You can post sales on there with a start and end date. You can post pictures, in-store photos, job photos, different things. You got your description of your business. You have your store hours in there. You got everything in there, and it's very fast. Google, everything with Google is very fast. They believe in speed. And if it comes up on the phone, and they can see all that, and they see your store hours, they can click to call, they can click to leave a question. So it very much engages people today, and they can click to go to your website. But the point is it's another vehicle that most retailers are not using properly and not realizing how many people go to your Google My Business page and may decide never to go to your store because you're not really engaging them on that page.
I hear you. What about videos on a retail website? Now, I'm talking about a video that perhaps the retailer would do himself and put up on the website. Is that doable? And is that something that you think engages the consumer?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you could do different things with video. You could get very creative. I mean, I've been considering with the new iPhones out there, the new iPhone X and X Max, with their tremendous video capability, could that be used to create some videos in the store that you put up on your website? It'd be very easy to do with something like that. So, I mean, and you can put it on Instagram, and you can put it on Facebook, and different things. So maybe it's talking about a new product coming in, a new fashion, a new trend. You're standing there and you just do a 30-second or a minute video. That would be very engaging, yes. And it would be very cost-effective. You don't have to spend a lot. You know, to really do a marketing video that's with a marketing company and go through all that is very costly. And I don't think it's any more effective than
doing it yourself.
Being very personal.
Yeah.
Having somebody in the store, nicely dressed, well-spoken, talking about some new products or... let me show you what we mean by our luxury vinyl flooring is waterproof, and they pour water on it or something and do different things. It'd be very engaging.
I got you. Last question. You had mentioned this earlier in terms of being consumer friendly, the mobile aspect of websites. And I meant to ask you, but back then, the percentage of activity online now done via mobile, you know, having the consumer on the mobile side, that percentage is very high, isn't it?
Well, I mean, more and more, yeah. I mean, mobile is just really taking over. The screens are getting bigger. Obviously, the smartphone in the U.S. is saturated, and meaning there's so many people with smartphones, and it's very easy to do search and everything else, and especially the younger generations, they're just living on their smartphones. They're searching on their smartphones. And, my son he's in Japan right now, and he did some bookings on booking.com, and he did it on his smartphone. And he did it on his iPhone and everything, just click, click, click. And you have the ability to pay online, transfer money online, do all kinds of things online, and I've literally, done Amazon and some other websites where I've literally walked through, made the sale, you know, made the purchase online and found it very easy to do with some of the sites. Very easy to do. And if it's easy to do, it makes sense, and you trust the site. I mean, you know, here, I got everything I needed right on my smartphone. Why am I going to wait and now go to the desktop? I can click, boom, boom, one click, pay, boom, comes to me, I'm done.
So then if a retail website is not mobile-friendly, they're missing out, I suspect, on potentially a lot of business.
Well, the term mobile-friendly, you know, when you get to responsive designs, just means it's responsive. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's really mobile-friendly. And so when you start getting to a product catalog in different things, you really have to think of it differently. And I'm still working on some new ideas right now, because I'm not happy with anything in the flooring industry when it comes to a mobile-friendly product catalog. And you're seeing with Google doing some things where they have ads at the top that slide left and right. And it's very interesting how they're doing it on a mobile phone. You don't see it on the desktop, you only see it on the mobile phone. So you all of a sudden see different things. As an example, let's see, the other day I was looking at, because I read about this, mirrors. If you take your smartphone and type in Google, type in mirrors, and then you'll see sliding left and right the Wayfairs and Pottery Barn and everything, assortment of mirrors in these little I'll call them containers of, you know, and each one has their little area, and you just slide left and right with your finger and decide which one you want to look at and everything. So you're seeing more and more, and then you can click and you can go to a page that's actually a landing page on Google, and they got a video and all the information right there, and it's a Google landing page that's part of the advertising program that these companies are on. So it's very unique. But the whole idea is it's very user-friendly.
Very interesting.
And instead of sliding up and down, you're just sitting there with your finger going left and right.
Son of a gun. John, it's always great talking with you. I always learn so much, and I know all of our listeners do as well. Thanks very much for sharing all this with us.
Well, thank you, Dave.
We've been talking with John Simonson. He is president of Webstream Dynamics and also 5-star store reviews. And this is Floor Radio.